Sorry about that. We've had a lot of technical difficulties as we get set up for this start of the winter sports season here at 105.5 WIRI. As we got a nice non-conference game here, as I mentioned before. I'm not sure how much of the broadcast came through. And we've got the Neenah Red Rockets taking on the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders, as this is kind of a replay of the last two season-ending games, ultimately, for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders, as they are going to be hosting the Rockets. The last two games that they played against each other, regional semi, which was just this end of this February, where Neenah came away with a 75-29 victory, where we saw one heck of a performance put on by Ms. Basketball in the state of Wisconsin, as Allie Zabel, she really went off for the Rockets and put an end to the Raiders season. And that was kind of a similar case the year before in February of 2023, when the Rockets got a 81-36 win over these Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. To be honest, this rivalry is pretty one-sided, as the Rockets have won the last nine. That's right, last nine games. We're almost getting to Packers-Bears territory. No disrespect to the Red Raiders, but as they've had nine wins in a row over the Raiders, the last win came on December 22nd of 2011, when the Red Raiders, they won a game at Neenah with a score of 49-45. So good for Wisconsin Rapids as they look to kind of break that streak. And that's the thing, all streaks come to an end at some point. That's one thing that Wisconsin Rapids is looking to do this evening. Wisconsin Rapids, they return their top three scorers from last year, as they welcome back Kristen Radke, as she's all three are seniors, to be honest with you, as she scored 12 points per game, followed by Sydney Holberg. She's a junior, actually. She's got 11.1, as Gabby Nylitz, another senior, had 10 points per game last year, as Wisconsin Rapids returns a lot of offense. The Rockets, on the other hand, do not. But what they do return, some pretty good talent. They lost, of course, Ms. Basketball, Ellie Zabel, who averaged 27.5 points per game. That might be more points than a lot of kids score their entire careers, and she did that per game. So she had an outstanding season. As the Rockets, they got to reload on offense just a little bit, as they two that they do welcome back, they are juniors, and that is, of course, Rowan Kleesmith, as she averages 14.9 points per game, and Ellie Buss, as she averages 9.8 points per contest. Again, for the technical difficulties that we had to start with, my apologies on there. Again, my name's Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action tonight, as Randy Paul, he's taking the night off. He's got some work meetings. I like to make it sound like he was the Mr. Paul that took on Mike Tyson just the other week, but anyone that knows Randy knows he's a lover, not a fighter. So, but still, nice little story that I like to tell and make Randy sound really, really tough. So with that, we're going to be just seconds away from the pregame festivities, the pregame announcements, and the national anthem. So with that horn, which just sounded, we will take a step out for, Seth, I'd say about 3 minutes, and then we'll come back here for the opening tip of this wonderful non-conference girls basketball game here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again thrift store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again thrift store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again thrift store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here with the opening introductions here, getting wrapped up between the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders and the Neenah Rockets. So going to have some very, very exciting and entertaining basketball coming our way here just in a couple moments. As Rapids are rounding out their starting five. As leading off here for the Raiders, that'll be Gabby Nylitz, and then with Kristen Radke, Lexi Kaur, Lauren Schillinger, and then finally we have Riley Hasberg. As we will be going senior, junior, and junior on this team. Rapids. They will be wearing their home whites with red letters, red numbers, and a little bit of red trim. And Neenah, they're wearing all reds with white letters and white numbers. The Rockets will be going from my right to the left, as Rapids will be going from left to right. As we have an opening tip here, Hasberg goes for it. And it is controlled by Neenah, and we are underway in the 2024-2025 high school girls sports season, and I can't believe we're already here after a really quick football season between Randy and I. We had a lot of fun bringing the games your way as we play the game. Now, that's a very quick basket turned in by the Rockets, brought in by Ellie Buss. He's got two on the way, and Neenah already 2-0 advantage over the Raiders. Rapids getting to work. Holberg is in on there. Holberg throws up top of the key to Hasberg. Hasberg, one dribble, popped over to Kaur, who's on the right side. Pass into the paint, that's Radke. She's working down through the lane. Stop, spin, hook, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nina's Celia. Gentile goes through the lane. She stops, picks it up, kicks it back outside. That is to Kleisman. Kleisman works around, gets it over to the corner. Pass back around, three bomb on the way, and it is wide of the mark. Air ball brought in by Ava Krieger, and that is your turnover, and Rapids ball underneath the basket. Ray Schultz is the final starter for the Rockets. It goes Celia Gentile, Rowan Kleisman, Ava Krieger, Ellie Buss, and Ray Schultz. As Rapids, they are on the attack. Nylitz pass in the paint, a little bit wide of the mark. There's another turnover for Rapids as Ava Buss, she dishes it back up through the lane, is Fleesmith, and there is your first foul of the evening. That is on number 33. That's Hasberg, as that is her first foul of the night, as there's an inbounds pass underneath the basket. That's Gentile. She's looking around, looking for someplace to go. She lobs it back, and that is to Kleesmit. Kleesmit, she pops, fires three on the way, and it's good. Big three bomb by Kleesmit. And already a 5-0 lead for the Rockets over Wisconsin Rapids with 16:20 left to go in the first half. Radke brings it past the timeline, and there is a whistle as officials are talking quick. And it appears as the foul, it will be the first one of the night on Nina Krieger down low. So Rapids inbounds it by Nylitz under the basket. Nylitz looking for somewhere to go with it. Bounce pass down to Hasberg. Hasberg inside, back outside to Kaur. Kaur looking for a place to put the ball. As she goes for a pass low and gets brought up by the Rockets. As Rockets back on the attack. Face guard there by Sydney Holberg. Holberg backs off as the ball goes back top of the key to Ellie Buss. Schultz hands back on over. Big three bomb on the way. That was by Ava Krieger. No good. Rebound by Holberg. Holberg, she works the left side, and she loses the dribble, but it's last touch by the Rockets. So Rapids gets another inbound. 15:42 left to go with a 5-0 lead in favor of Nina. Nylitz, Radke, Kaur, Holberg, and Hasberg are the starters for Rapids. My apologies, said Schillinger. I got one of my numbers mixed up. First time seeing them, so obviously do a little better on the next time I go through the roster. Inbounds from Nylitz. That's back over to Kaur, who she goes over and back the timeline. And your third turnover by Wisconsin Rapids so far early on. 15:39 left to go in this first half. And Nina holding a 5-0 lead. Inbounds will be right in front of Coach Mitch Wolding, right across the way. And that was Kleesmit. Pass back over to Buss. In the near corner, that is Ava Krieger. Pass back up. Long three on the way. Rattles around by Buss, and it's attempted to be rebounded by the Raiders. That rebound bounced off, I believe it was Kristen Radke's foot, and rolls out of bounds. So Rapids with fourth turnover early on. And that's not exactly the start that Rapids wants as we get things going here in this season. As we got a substitution coming our way. I believe that is Izzy Malloy. And it is. Kristen Radke, she forces a turnover, then she gets her pocket picked as well. Big three bomb on the way by the Rockets. Rolls out, rebound Holberg. Holberg, she's on the attack with Radke. Gets poked from behind, and the Rockets back the other way. Stop, pop from up the free throw line. Rattles around, no one home. Nylitz comes up with it. Nylitz stops, picks up the dribble. Pass over to Hasberg, who's standing logo, and then gets it a pass timeline. Three on the way by Radke. Three, it bounces a little short off the front of the iron. Big rebound there by Hasberg. She had it rebounded by Kaur. Rapids keeps possession, but she gets whistled for a travel. And we got, I believe that's fifth turnover so far. Really quick on Wisconsin Rapids. We've got another substitution. In comes Jillian Matheny for the Raiders as Schultz takes a seat. And we're back to action here. Rowan Kleesmit, she takes the ball. She brings it in, gets it over to Malloy. Malloy runs through the lane. And there's a lot of contact there, and she's going to the line for two. It's Izzy Malloy. She's a freshman, 5'8". So to make this lineup, even though there was a lot of turnover for the Rockets, got to be a very talented individual. His first shot on the way, it's a little long off the back iron. And she gets another opportunity. That foul, that was on Sydney Holberg. Her first of the night. Raiders second. This is the second One is on the way, and that is long as well. Rebound comes down to Hoberg. As Rapids, they're back on the attack, trailing 5-0 with 14 and a half to go left in this first half. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Retains to Rapids as we continue our way through this first half of action. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids, Nina girls basketball action. As Nilitz has it, top of the key. Bounce pass back to the right side to Holberg. Holberg goes to her left. Stops, picks it up, spins around, gets Hasberg down low. Kicks it back out to Coor, to Nilitz, out to Radke on the left side. Nina imploring kind of a 2-3 man defense. Quick steal right out of the hands of Nilitz. Bounce pass up. Nina on the attack. Off the glass. No good, but last touch by Rapids, who was standing out of bounds. That was Lexi Coor. That missed shot was by Rowan Kleesmith. And we are kind of sitting at a standstill here for the last few minutes. Nina still holding a 5-0 lead. Three bomb on the way for Nina. And that is good. Game. Third for Wisconsin Rapids. As the Rockets will be inbounding. That's Kleesmith. She inbounds right on over to Buss. Buss taking up the court. Buss going to her right. Stops, dribble behind the back. Smooth move there. Stops. Stops, fires a three. Long three off the front rim. Crawls over, bounces out, and a rebound to Radke. Radke up the left side. Stops, hands it off to Nilitz. Nilitz goes to her right. Back on out to Holberg. Holberg stops. Pass to the right side. That's Haddow. Haddow goes to her left. Has to pick up her dribble. Passes back on out to Radke. Radke stands at, just about right at the top of the wheel. Goes to her left. Stops. Goes to cut through the lane. And there's your first basket for Wisconsin Rapids. Kristen Radke with the basket. And it's an 8-2 game. Nina back underway. Stop. Pop. Three. That was long. Rebound to Malloy. Bounces off the rim. Rebound comes down to Rapids. Holberg passes center court. Stops, pops behind the key. That does not matter as Rapids is being whistled for an offensive foul, and that is Radke. And that's another turnover. Rapids getting near the 10 turnover mark in the first half. Not the start that they want to the season, but this is actually a pretty darn good Nina team that we have tonight. As inbounds pass from Buss over to Kleesmith. Kleesmith dribbles to her right, stops, kicks it back out. Kicks it back out, back around the horn as Buss has it, kicks it down low. Kind of a fought for the ball there as Karadke comes away with another turnover intercepted by Buss. A pass through the lane to Kleesmith, and that is a two, and that is a timeout for Wisconsin Rapids. And they're taking a 30. We'll take a 30. We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
.53 left to go in this first half of the season open game between Wisconsin Rapids and Nina. 10-2 lead for the Rockets as they're kind of forcing their will upon the Red Raiders to this point, but there's a lot of ball game left. Again, want to give a huge shout out to Seth doing a great job on the Countdown to the Hunt show. I got to listen to a little bit of that tonight and doing an awesome job. Looking forward to working with you the next 3 nights as that is. Rapids, they inbound the ball. Break the timeline. Near side is Haddow as she's looking for somewhere to go with it. Coor has it. Pass back down. The idea was to go back down low to Haddow, and it was tipped. But Haddow, she goes to wrangle it in. She can't quite get a clean handle on it. Ball bounces out of bounds, and it will go the way to Nina. 10-2 lead for the Rockets. 11:30 left to go in this first half. Far side with the dribble. That's Kleesmith. Crosses over, stops, passes back to the outside. That's Alyssa Ebel. Ebel, pass it back out. Ebel back with it. She cuts through the lane, off the glass, off the rim, no good. Ball is loose. That's pulled up by Kleesmit. Kleesmit cuts through the lane, stops, and there is no foul on the shot, but a foul nonetheless, and that's going to go on Wisconsin Rapids. And that foul is on number two for Wisconsin Rapids, and that is Rachel Insmeyer, 5'6" junior. As inbounds pass goes over to Ebel. And Ebel, pass back out to Kleesmit. Kleesmit, back down to Schultz. Back to Ebel. Shot on the way. Bouncing around. No good. Fighting over the rebound. And we got a whistle. It's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow goes the way of the Red Raiders. So Rapids, they snag a possession here with exactly 11 minutes to go in this first half. Nina up 10-2. So not a lot of real fast and furious scoring action, but Rapids turnovers really, really, really wreaking havoc, and strong defensive effort on the boards for the Rockets as Radke crosses the timeline, pass on over to Nylitz. Nylitz pass, tried to get hit a Linsmeyer as just a little in front of her, and last touched by the Rockets. So Rapids, they get it at midcourt by Haddow. Haddow to inbound. Haddow up to Core. Core on the left side. She keeps her dribble, spins, goes back to down low. Then that's over to Haddow to Linsmeyer. Linsmeyer, pass back out. Linsmeyer with it. Nylitz on the left side, back up to Radke, who's on top of the key. And there is a whistle and another offensive foul for the Raiders. Over 10 turnovers by my count, as that is your another foul for the Raiders, and that is Nylitz's second and sixth of the evening. So they're going to be 1-1. This coming up real soon for the Rockets. As Buss gets the inbound pass. Buss up, stopping, pass on the outside. Three bomb on the way. That's going to be short. Three bomb on the way. That was Alex Gooden. And then we got a whistle. And just wait and see what that whistle was for, and that's going to be a foul for the Rockets, and that will be the second foul on the evening for Krieger. So three fouls for the Rockets as Rapids gets the ball past the timeline. That is Court going to her left. Picks up the dribble, passes way to the wing by Haddow on the right side. Haddow gets her feet tangled up with one of the Rocket defenders, and there is a late whistle, but appears to be against the Rockets, as it should be, and that'll be the fourth foul on Nina. Foul coming on to getting a number put up there here in a moment. Number four, that's Celia Gentile. As Rapids, they keep things going as 10:01 left to go in this first half. Rapids trailing 10-2. Holberg with the ball up off the one, bouncing off the high off the glass and got a little too high off the back framing iron. So that ball goes out of play. And Nina comes away with it. Last touch by Rapids, technically. So Nina with the inbounds. Inbounds goes a couple players in there. And up, Gentile comes up off the glass, bounce off the rim and through the hoop. Gentile with her first 2 points of the game, and it goes to 12-2 in favor of Nina. Rapids attacking, Holberg with it, cuts through the right side, pass back out to Haddow. Haddow, pass out to Core. Core through the right side, off the glass and count it. Core with her 2 points of the game, and it's a 12-4 game. 9.5 to go in the first half. Rapids just applying real light pressure. Nothing too fancy for him at this point yet. Kick back out. Schultz. Schultz with it. Getting pressured by Radke. Asperg in there. Another turnover by the Rockets. Pulled in by, ooh, that was Holberg. And Rapids back on the attack. Past the timeline. That is Holberg with it, of course. She passed back out to Court. Core looking for somewhere to go with it, goes to her right, backs up, goes back to her left. She gets a screen to Radke. Radke in the right wing. Radke for looking for somewhere to go with it. Radke go back to her left, But the only place she could really go with it as she stops at the top of the key as Rapids looks to reset. Really trying to get some good looks, but this is really good defense by the Rockets. Back out to Holberg. Holberg cuts through the lane, and she goes, and she's going to be fouled on the play as she will be going to the line for two. So this is her first opportunity of the season from the line. It's Holberg, and that foul comes up on Carly Baltus as that free throw was up and good. And make it a 12-5 contest in favor of Nina. 8.5 to go in this first half. Second free throw opportunity. Bend to the knees. Up. That'll be short. So no good on that one. As we sit at 12-5. Nina lead with 8.5 to go. Inbounds. That's Kleesmit. Back over to Buss. Buss going just about down the middle of the court. Goes to her left. Stops. Looks for Kleesmit down low. And bounces low. Can't handle it, but kicked out of bounds by Rapids. Nina retains possession. 8:17 to go in this first half. Still a 12-5 ball game for Nina. Inbounds is Gentile. Gentile. Pounce down. Baltus. Baltus over to Kleesmit. Kleesmit going to her right. Pass back out to Buss. Long three by Buss. Off the side iron. And it's picked up by Gentile. Gentile, she bounced off the glass. That's no good. And rebound picked up by Radke. And she is fouled by Gentile. That's her second foul of the contest. Sixth for Nina. So they've gotten a bunch of fouls really quick. So both teams are going to be in the bonus. Next foul, I believe, as Coor inbounds to Radke. Radke takes down the court. She gets past half court, going to her left. Just about real close to losing the dribble. Passes on over to Holberg. Holberg back on, out to Linsmeyer. Linsmeyer to Coor. Coor stops, picks up the dribble. Pass back out. Linsmeyer with it. Gets the ball poked out of her hands, but official says, no, you got a little more hand on that. And that's Carly Baltus with her first foul. And that's the Rockets' seventh, and that is sending. Excuse me, that's Linsmeyer on the, that got fouled. Linsmeyer, she's going to the line for two. Or a one and one, I should say. .742 left to go is a couple dribbles. Bend to the knee. Up. Bounce off the back iron. And rattles home. Friendly little rattle. Back down through the hole. And it's a 12-6 ball game in favor of Nina. Second free throw coming up. And that one's nothing but net. And we've got a 12-7 ball game in favor of Nina. 7:40 to go. Nina Rapids starting to bring a little bit more pressure. Buss with it now. Crosses timeline. Coor gets picked off by a nice pick. Bounce pass down low. Nobody home. And a turnover for the Rockets as Rapids defense is starting to give them a little bit of trouble. It's still 7.5 to go. 12-7 lead for the Rockets is Radke inbounds to Coor. Coor bringing it up the court. Across the timeline. Going to her left. Now back to further to her right. Pass back out. Holberg throwing three on the way. No good. Rebound off the hands of Hasberg. Pulled in by the Rockets. Three on the way from the left wing. And that is good. Izzy Malloy with a three bomb. And it's a 15-7 ball game. With Rapids coming up the court, Radke stops, goes to her right, spins around the corner, off the glass, ball is loose, no good, hauled in by Buss. Buss's numbers. Buss, bounce pass on up, that's to Malloy. Malloy up through the paint, she spins, no good, rebound there by Kleesmit. Kleesmit gets her own rebound. Long three on the way, no good, rebound by Radke. Saved a couple scoring opportunities there. 15-7 ball game. Nina advantage. 6:40 to go in this first half with Radke going to her left. Pass on over to Holberg. Holberg up top, off Coor's hands, and out of bounds. Another turnover for Wisconsin Rapids. And it's Nina's ball with 6.5 to go. 15-7 lead for the Rockets. For Rapids, you got to be pretty happy with how your defense is playing. You are within striking distance. You are 8 points away in a 15-7 ball game, but you're turnovers and off just offense hasn't been quite fiery maybe the way you want it if you're a Rapids fan. But still a lot of ball game. It's the first game of the season. Long three. My bus. And the rebound underneath. And that's last touch by Rapids, according to the officiating crew. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt as Nina retains possession underneath the basket. Looks like Maddie Armstrong going to be inbounding as out goes Bus. Armstrong pass down low. That was to Ebel. Pass back out to Malloy. Malloy bounce pass to Schultz. Schultz off the glass. A little too strong. Pulled in by Nylitz. Nylitz with the ball. Crosses the timeline. 6 minutes to go in this first half. Pass on the near side. That was to Linsmeyer. Linsmeyer cross pass. Cross court pass. Over to Holberg. Holberg moving to her right. Offense trying to get situated as the Nina defense really giving them trouble. Pass back over to Linsmeyer. Linsmeyer got pass intercepted by Ebel. Ebel up the right side, off the glass, and count it. And there's the first points for Ebel. And make it a 17-7 ball game. Rapids has the ball. As Holberg up top of the wheel. Really, really strong man-man defense being put 2-3 zone or 2-3 defense. Not playing much zone at all with it as there is a foul jump ball being called by one official and the other agrees. So we're getting a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Nina. So Nina takes a possession. 5:08 left to go in this first half. 17-7 Nina lead. Inbounds. That'll be Maddie Armstrong. Pass back over to Kleesmit. Kleesmit up the court as some substitutions about to come in for Nina. Kleesmit with it. Not afraid to fire up the three as there is an offensive foul called. And that's going to be on Elisa Ebel. That's her first. And that is the eighth for the Rockets. Again, that happened offensive foul, so there's no automatic free throw opportunity for the Raiders. Inbounds will be Nylitz over to Radke. Again, last year, Radke, the leading scorer for the Red Raiders, as she had 12 points per game, and Nylitz, she was third with 10. So two of Rapids' leading scorers trying to get things going for them tonight. Radke's still looking for, I mean, she's got actually one basket on the night, so she's counting for two of the seven for the Raiders. Core has it down low, has pass back out to Radke. Radke to Nylitz on the left side. Nylitz goes to her right, stops, picks up the dribble. Holberg. Holberg goes straight away right into the lane. Pass back out to Core. Core stops, pass back to Radke. Radke top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Over to Nylitz. She stops, picks up a dribble. Back out to Core. This defense is tough. An underhanded scoop attempt there by Core. Picked up by Hasberg. Pass to the left side. Nylitz three bomb on the way. And it's good! First three-pointer of the season by Nylitz. We've got a 17-10 ball game. 4:06 left to go. Nina advantage. That's Bus with it. Pass back out to Kleesmit. Kleesmit looking around for someplace to go to it. She keeps it. Back pass back out. Pass back to Matheny. Matheny from up the free throw line. Off the glass, off the rim. No good. Pulled down by Nylitz. Nylitz almost gets pocket picked there by Ebel. Pass down to Core. Core stops off the glass. No good. Pulled down by Ebel. Now we got a little bit of a fight for it, and it's a jump ball. This one stays the way of Wisconsin Rapids. And we've got a timeout call by Nina, and we'll take one too. 30-second Friday. Be back here in a moment at 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
.39 left to go before halftime. Nina holding a 17-10 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. And Rapids with the ball. So they will be inbounding along the baseline. Nylitz. Gabby Nylitz. She's looking for somewhere to go with it. Looking around, surveying the scene. Bounce pass down to the right wing. That is Core. Core cuts along the baseline. Pass back out to Radke. Bounce off her shoes. She's able to collect the loose ball as she moves back into the paint. Pass back out to Holberg. Holberg stops, picks it up. Core thought about a three for a second. Stops, picks the ball back up. Core over to Nylitz. Holberg on the right side. As she trying working up against Kleesmit. Back outside to Core. Core, three bomb on the way. And it's off the rim, but last touch by the Rockets. Rapids retains possession. Nina lead, 17-10. Here, 3:10 left to go before halftime. Again, thanks to everybody listening tonight. Really appreciate it as we get high school sports underway here. The winner of 24-25 is nice bounce pass on an inbound by Hasberg. And Hasberg, she has her first 2 points of the season. And that's a 17-12 ball game. 3 minutes to go. Pass back out. That's to Bus. Bus working across the lane. Gets down low off the glass. No good. Pulled in by Nylitz. Not Rapids back on the go. Coming around the right side. Stop underhand pass. Underhand shot. But she was touched on the process. And that is a foul. Kind of a really close one by my estimation. I'm not sure if it's one that I would have called. But official feels there's enough contact. And that's the first one on Rowan Kleesmit. And that's Nina's ninth. And that is two for Nylitz. First one on the way, and that rims out. She already has a three bomb on the way, or on the night. So she's looking for a fourth point. 2:43 left to go in this opening half of action. Nina nursing a 17-12 lead. That 5-point lead as the second shot's up on the way, and it bounces off the front iron, and it falls through. Make that a 17-13 Nina lead. With 2:45 left to go in the half. With Nina, Rapids playing close with them. Very, very close. Good defense on both sides as Ebel has it, and she walks. Another turnover for the Rockets. Rapids back in business again. 2:30 to go in this first half. 17-13 lead by Wisconsin Rapids, or by Nina. Wisconsin Rapids still chipping away at it. Largest lead was 17-7 not all that long ago. Rapids has been on a bit of a run as Holberg on the left side. She spins, kicks it back out to Core. Core thought about a three bomb. She pulls it back down, runs, cuts through the lane. Eye off the glass, off the rim, and it's pulled down by Buss, and that's a foul to Core as we're going back the other way on a 1-1 for Ellie Buss. Ellie Buss, I have her for 5 points on the night. 2:14 to go, as this should be a 1-1. Thanks to all our sponsors and everybody that makes these broadcasts possible. Of course, Seth back at the studio doing an awesome job. First free throw on the way, nothing but net. And that's going up to an 18-13 lead for the Rockets. Bus back up there, and it's good. Make that a 19-13 lead for Nina. 2:10 to go. Rapids kicks it back out. That was Radke out to Nylitz. Radke with it along the baseline. Cuts up off the glass. And no foul on the shot, but it will be a foul nonetheless, counting against Nina. And Rapids now in the double bonus the rest of the first half. As 22, Matheny with her first foul of the night for the Rockets. Up goes that first free throw, and it's good. Count it. And there is your first free throw made of the season for Radke. Bounce of the ball on the way, and it's good. We've got a 19-15 ball game. Nina, 2 minutes, actually, just to go right on the head as the Rockets are looking to get something going. Carly Baltus takes the ball up the court. Pass over to Kleesmit. Kleesmit, stop, pop, and it falls. 21-15 ball game. Rapids back on the attack. Nina, they're able to get a couple points out of this. Extend a lead. That was 4 points and a turnover down low along the baseline. Clay Smith has it. Up and she goes. And it's offensive foul. A whistle. That's a tough one. You never know if it's going to go offensive or defensive. And it was offensive. And Rapids gets the ball back. That is a second foul in short order against Rowan Clay Smith. As Rapids, they still have a chance here. 21-15 with a minute and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Radke with it, goes to her left, breaks the timeline, pass back out to Holberg. Holberg goes to her right, stops free throw line, kicks it out to Coor. Coor looking for somewhere to go with it, goes to her left, stops, picks up the dribble, back on out to Nylitz. Nylitz over to Holberg. She works down through the baseline, through the paint, backs back out, looking for a good destination to go. 1:15 to go in this first half. Nylitz stops at the top of the wheel. Looking for a place to go with it. Back over to Radke as Rapids resets. Radke cuts into the paint, stops, kicks to her left. Three bomb on the way by Holberg. And it's good! Big first three of the year for Holberg, and we're back to a 21-18 Nina lead with a minute to go. Clay Smith gets it up the court, stops, go to pass it back out, and there's a whistle with lots of contact. And it's a disagreement there, and that's going to be on Nylitz, her third. So she's going to be sitting for a while, a three, one of Rapids' leaders. Not exactly something you want to see happen there, and she's frustrated with it. Understandably so. In comes Natalie Haddow. Free throw on the way for Kleesmith, and it's good. As Rapids still just eight fouls on the evening. In the first half, I should say. Bend of the knees, shot is up, and that one falls as well. We're back to a 23-18 Nina lead. 40 seconds to go. Rapids with the ball. Radke takes past the timeline. Radke, pass on over to Coor. Coor cuts through the lane, stops, picks up the dribble, pass back over to Haddow. Haddow gets it, goes to her right. Radke resets. 30 seconds to go. Down low to Haddow. Haddow bounce pass out to Hasberg. And Hasberg is fouled on the shot. And she's going to the line for two. I believe that is on Ray Schultz. That is the foul. And it's two coming to Hasberg. That's first of the night for Schultz. As free throw on the way, that rims out. So get another opportunity. 23-18 lead, Nina here with 23.5 to go in this first half. Very good defense on both sides. These turnovers have really cost Rapids quite a bit early as they've been trying to dig out of it since. As the next free throw was no good as well. Schultz comes up with it, and Buss takes it past the timeline. 13 seconds to go. Buss moving to her left. Cuts into the three-point line. Back on out to Kleesmith. Kleesmith, stop, pop, long three. Off the glass. That's Hasberg with the 3.2. She passes it way up. Rapids trying to get a shot, and it will not matter. There's your horn, and there is your first half of action where you have Nina leading Wisconsin Rapids 23-18. We're going to start our halftime activities and festivities as I will crunch some numbers and try to make sense of what just happened in this exciting first half of action here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse, as we will be back here in a few moments, in 10 minutes actually, of halftime action. So keep her listening here on 105.5 WIRI. And we're back here at halftime of the non-conference game between the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders and the Nina. It's one of our teams, but the Nina Rockets. As Nina, they're holding off Rapids 23-18 after a very exciting first half that saw Nina jump out to a 10-2 lead early on. And they were able to extend that lead to 17-7, but not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso would say, is Rapids came back. And boy, did they ever, as they started to turn the tables against the Rockets. Rapids had trouble holding on to the ball early on. And that gave extra possessions and looks with the basket to the Rockets. And, well, then Rapids started to turn the fortune as they were the ones who were able to force turnovers and get extra looks at the basket. And they even closed the score down to, I believe it was 21-18 with a minute left for two free throws. And that gave what we have now for a halftime score. Going through the numbers, Nina, they're sitting 4-for-4 from the line. Just perfect so far, as they've had limited opportunities. As Rapids, they stay pretty good on the foul situation, as I believe they only had 8 in that first half. Leading for the Rockets, Rowan Kleesmith with 9. Ellie Buss with 7. Izzy Malloy with 3. Cecilia Gentile with 2. And Alyssa Ebel with 2 as well. Wisconsin Rapids equally as balanced. Kristen Radke with 4. Sydney Holberg with 4. Gabby Nylitz with 4. And then you got Lexi Kaur with 2. Riley Hasberg with 2. And Rachel Linsmeyer with 2 as well. Rapids sitting at 6 of 10 from the line. So that's maybe we'd like to make a couple more and a little bit closer of a score. But either way, I mean, we'd have 1-point ball game if they went 10 for 10. So either way, we are back underway again. Nina wearing their all red tops and bottoms with white letters and numbers as they're going from left to right in the second half. Quick little cut pass. No good. And there's your first foul of the second half. That foul, that's going to be up against Nina. As waiting for the exact number to be called. As that is the third coming up. Cecilia Gentile. So Rapids are in business. Rapids wearing their all whites, brand new uniforms, white letters and numbers, a little bit of white tops and bottoms with red letters and numbers and some trim as they're going from right to left in this second half. Kaur bounce pass back on out to Linsmeyer, pass back out to Radke. Radke getting double teamed, but she kicks the ball back out to Kaur. Nylitz, she's going to be sitting on the bench for a little bit. She's got 3 fouls already. Is one of the Rapids leaders. Is runner through the lane. That is Linsmeyer. She gets the ball, pass back out. She keeps possession. She tips it back out to Kaur. Great job holding on to the ball. Pass out to Radke on the left wing. Pass back out to Hasberg. Hasberg back to the top of the wheel for Kaur as Rapids resets. Nina really clapping their hands, really liking the defensive effort. As Rapids being very patient and being deliberate with what they want to do. Holberg gets the ball up through the paint, up off the rim, and no good. Pulled down by Schultz as Holberg was fighting for it, and there's a whistle, and it's a jump ball. No foul on that as there's a jump ball. Possession arrow remains with Wisconsin Rapids.
WIRI Nakusa.
The Rockets, Kaur with it, pass under from underneath the backboard, and pass is picked off by the Rockets. Gentile with it, goes through the lane. She gets bumped going through, and that is a foul coming up on Linsmeyer. I'm going to assume that she's a guilty party, as we have Gentile going to the line. And that would be a safe assumption on my part, as that would be the first foul, or second foul, excuse me, on Linsmeyer. So we're at the line shooting 2 for Gentile. First one on the way, off the back iron, off the front iron, no good. So she misses her first one of the evening. That's a first miss for the Rockets on the evening as well. Gentile with her second opportunity here. Ball's up, off the back iron, no good. Goes to the left corner, and that's a rebound for Radke. Rapids are in business. Radke pass back over to Kaur. She crosses the timeline. Kaur works to her left, back to her right. Nice spin move. She gets down to the corner for Holberg. Holberg pass back out to Radke. Radke stops just on the left side of the center court logo. Radke goes, and there's a whistle, and there's a foul coming up against the Rockets. That foul coming up on 23. That's Ellie Buss. That's her first one. Again, Buss, 7 points in that first half. Very, very solid play for her, as Rapids will be inbounding underneath the basket. They're just a little bit to the left of the basket. As looking at it from behind the basket, that is Kaur. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Pass back out, and that is Lauren Schillinger, her first minutes of the season. As Radke, top of the key. Coming up the left side, she tries to pass it down low. Hasberg, pass back out to Schillinger. Schillinger to Kaur. Schillinger with it now. Look for somewhere to go with it. Kaur goes to her right. picks up her dribble. Now she's looking for somewhere to go. Referee's counting. Back out to Radke. Just about center court. Radke goes to her right. Goes through the lane. Up off the glass. A little too strong. Rebound. Nina. Has Klee Smith on the right side. Pass back over to Buss. Klee Smith with it. Thought about a shot from three. Just inside the three-point range. Off the front iron. And that's rebound by Nina. She got a whistle. And there is your foul against Wisconsin Rapids. I believe that's going to be against Schillinger. And it is. Her first foul of the night. Schillinger, I believe, last year averaged 2.2 points per game. Real strong defensive player. Her sister was one of the two seniors that Rapids had. She was another good defensive player as well. As Nina gets the inbound, and that is Klee Smith. Klee Smith, a little bit of fancy footwork as she goes along the baseline. Nice little teardrop there as she gets her first points of the second half. And we are sitting here with a 25-18 score. Nina advantage, 15 minutes to go. Radke with it, works to her left, cuts through the lane, up off the glass, and count it, and one! Basket's good, and that is a foul coming up against Nina, and Radke has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That is a foul on Malloy, her second. Nina's already got three in the second half. So, Radke, she can get Rapids scoring started in the second half. She's at the line, a few dribbles. Ball's up, hits nothing but that, and it's good. And we've got a 25-21 ball game for Nina. 15 right on the head left as we got a whistle. And that is going to be another foul. I believe that's against Schillinger again. So two really quick fouls for Lauren. And they're tied 3-3 for fouls both sides as not really the fouls you want as Nylitz sneaks back in. Bounce pass. Buss guarded by Nylitz. And that Buss goes to her left. Big three bomb on the way by Klee Smith. Off the board. Off the backboard. And that's going to be a rebound pulled in by, I believe that was Schillinger. And then we got a jump ball. And that will be going the way of the Rockets. Based on possession arrow. 14:44 to go. 25-21. Nina lead. Rapids hanging in there. Very nice, impressive defensive performance for the Red Raiders. Klee Smith with it. Works right. Cuts back left. Up off the glass. Count it. Very, very, very nice touch on that. As there's a foul coming back the other way, and that's going to be a foul. I believe that's going to be on Buss. I caught that number correctly. And I believe it is. And that foul came up against, I believe that was... Actually, it's not going to be on Buss. They're calling that up against Ebel. They took Buss out of the game. Sasberg pass to Holberg on the right side. Nylitz pass cross over to Radke. Radke works to her right. Hits Holberg in the wing. Holberg stops. Thought about a three for a second. Back to Radke. She's working down low. And there's going to be a blocking foul. Referee stopped mid-motion. Thought it was going to be offensive. And now he's changed his mind. May have said blocking foul. I haven't seen that in a long while. Is that's going to be Izzy Malloy with her third foul of the night for the Rockets. Never seen one of those before. Is he starts, makes a fist, and going to go moving forward for the offensive charge. Her offensive foul, and he stopped mid-motion, said, no, it's a block. 27-21, Nina lead, 14-10 left to go in regulation. Inbounds was Nylitz, and that's picked off by the Rockets as Klee Smith comes over on the left side. She gets rejected by Holberg, but there is a whistle, and it's, even though rejected, it's going to be a foul on Holberg, and that will be a shooting foul, I believe, and that is... going to be Klee Smith on for a pair of free throw chances. First one's up. Nothing but that. Gonna add that one to the tally as Lee goes 28-21. Nina with 14:01 left to go in regulation. Again, thanks to everybody who's joining tonight. Seth back in the studio working his magic as always. Second free throw up. Counted as well. And we've got a 29-21 Nina lead. 14 to go. Rapids to inbounds. A little bit of help needed as there is a timeout call by Wisconsin Rapids. Pretty sure it's a 30 variety. It's just going to get the full. Yep, we got a 30. We'll take a 32, Seth. Be back here just a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Good buddy Huey Lewis. And of course the news, a little hip to be square. I know what it's like to be square. At least that's what my friends say. Well, it's probably more round than square this time of year. I digress as we got a good basketball game on our hands here. 29-21, Nina lead. 14 minutes right on the head as Rapids inbounds the ball. Sydney Holberg brings it over as Riley Hasberg has it on the far side. Pass back up to Nylitz. She stops, picks up her dribble. Gomez gets picked from her pocket there as now she can restart her dribble. Pass down low. That is to Natalie Haddow. Haddow goes to her right. Thought about stopping and going into the wing right where Holberg was. Wasn't there, and then she moved back and back to Holberg. Holberg moves to her left. 13:30 to go. No change in the score. 29-21. Nina Holberg stops, comes through the lane, bounce off the glass. And whistle, but they said before the shot, she shuffled her feet. So we got a travel and a turnover on Wisconsin Rapids as Nina, they recover possession of the ball. 13:21 to go. Nina leading 29-21. Inbounds pass to Nina as Gentile takes it up the far side, stops baseline, look for somewhere to go with it. Matheny gets the ball knocked out of her hands, and we've got a jump ball. This time possession arrow goes to the Red Raiders, so turnover is forced as Rapids looks to get a couple substitutions in. Coor and Linsmeyer. Out goes Nylitz and Holberg. So right now we're going to be seeing Haddow, Nylitz, Hasberg, Coor, and Radke out there on the court for Wisconsin Rapids. Inbounds, Haddow, or Hasberg, over to Coor. Coor brings it up the court, past timeline, works to her left, stops, tries to get the pass back over to Haddow. Last touch by Nina. I believe that was Ebel. Well, Rapids still retains 13 minutes to go in this regulation. Really entertaining game. Radke gets the ball, works baseline, up off the glass, gets her own rebound, and there's a whistle. And I believe this one is going against Nina. As a would be, let's see, 20. Can't quite see the number on the far side, but it's going to be in the 20s. It's going to be number 22, Matheny. That is her first of the night as Radke goes to the line for two. And she gets the first one. And she's accounted for all 4 points in the second half for Radke. Next one's on the way. Off the front of the rim. Crawls over. Count it. And we've got a 29-23 ball game. Nina leading 12:56 to go. Yeah, and it's just been kind of a really bad, other than that first little start of the game where Rapids offense really struggled holding on to the ball and was kind of throwing it around. They've been playing even with Nina, which would be a good thing if they can pull off this game. They've dropped 9 in a row to the Rockets over the last several years. I believe they haven't, by my record, haven't beaten them since 2011, so that'd be a nice little streak to break as Clay Smith, she has the ball, and she goes left, and there's a whistle, foul on the floor, as I believe that foul is going to be called on Linsmeyer for Rapids, and it is, and that is her third. Inbounds pass, Ebel has it, goes along the baseline, stops, picks up the dribble, passes back out. Three bomb on the way, off the back iron, ball still loose, pulled down by Radke. It was Radke with a chance at the basket. No good. Pulled down by Hasburg. Hasburg can't quite hit it. Pulled down by Nina. And there's a nice, nice, very entertaining shot by Gentile. Can't pull it down. Rapids back on the attack. Hasburg has a chance. And it falls in! One! Hoop in the arm. This one really counts against Nina, as that is the third foul against Alyssa Ebel. As timeout is being called by Nina before the free throw attempt, and we'll keep it here for this 30 seconds here. That works for you, Seth. As Rapids, they have an opportunity here to cut it back down to just a single possession of scoring if they are able to make this basket and make it a 29-26 ball game. As I was saying, looking up my stats here, Rapids, they have dropped 9 games in a row to Nina, and that stretches all the way back to December 22nd of 2011, but when it was at Nina, and Rapids came away with a 49-45 victory. Ever since then, they've only played one season opening game, and that was a 72-50 loss for the Raiders. So, but over the years, they played in Tech County tonight 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 since I was in high school back in 05-06. So I did a little bit of homework today and pretty satisfied with my ability to look that stuff up. As Rapids has a chance here, and a little long on the free throw by Radke, but she gets her own rebound, comes up the left side, tries under the basket, and she's got it! Playing hard, and we've got a one-possession ball game, 29-27, Nina with 12 minutes to go. Here we are, folks. We got a nice one going on here as Rapids is fighting strong and coming back. Klee Smith on the far side. Taken through the lane, stops, off the glass, count it. Klee Smith doing wonders on that other side for Nina as it's back to a 31-27 ball game. Radke stops, gets it over to Cora on the right side. Looks around, counting for the official. She takes dribble, stops, picks it up, bounce pass, bats around, bounces off a couple feet, and Holberg comes with it, up off the lane, off the glass, and good, and count a foul. First points of the second half for Holberg. And that's the first points by a Raider other than Radke. And you can count that on a foul on 24 for the Rockets. And that is Alex Gooden. That is her first foul, as Rapids can make it a one-point ball game. And they do, as the ball bounces around, and we've got a 31-30 ball game with 11-11 to go. Rapids picking up the pressure. Klee Smith trying to draw a foul by Holberg. She takes up lane, little runner, teardrop, count it. Such a nice touch there for the Rocket as she gets it from just about the free throw line. Score takes it up the far side, goes in the paint, up underneath the basket, caught it! And we've got a one-point ball game again as Core gets her first points of the second half. 10:40 to go. We got a 33-32 ball game as Schultz gets the ball down low. She uses her six-foot frame to her advantage, and she gets 2 points of her own. First points of the game, actually, as it's a 35-32 ball game. Coor stops about the free throw line, cutter through the lane, and there's a foul, and that foul will be sending Rachel Linsmeyer to the line for a pair. So that's a foul on the arm. We had Rachel Linsmeyer trying to scoot on up through the line, as that's Malloy's fourth foul, so she's got to be careful the rest of the way for the Rockets. Free throw on the way off the left side iron. That's all right. She gets another attempt. Some substitutions coming through. Malloy hits the bench as Krieger comes in, and out goes Buss. As another Rocket was able to sneak on in there. It's Carly Baltus, that was. As 10:21 left to go, 35-32 ball game. Second free throw on the way, short. As there's a reshot, because I guess the defense left a little bit early. Thought that's what he called. It was actually toes on the line. My apologies on that. So free throw does not count. And Nina gets the ball. 10-21 left to go. 35-32 ball game. Nina leading with the ball. Klee Smith on the far side directing traffic. Rapids playing tough, tough, tough defense. Pass back over to the right side. That is Krieger with it. Pass back out to Klee Smith. Three bomb on the way. You can count it. She is on fire in the second half as it's a 38-32 game, and then Rapids turns it over. Nina with another opportunity, leading 38-32. Just under 10 minutes left to go in this very exciting second half. Rapids, no give up on this team. I know it's a long season, first game, but I am very impressed with their defense that they are playing tonight. As Klee Smith has it, kicks back out to Schultz. Schultz, she kicks it on over to Krieger. And there's a foul on the play. And it looks like Krieger will be going to the line for two. Coor with the foul. Her second of the night. And it's not a shooting foul. One official motioned yes. The other one said no, no. So it will not be. As we get more substitutions in as Hasberg, Holberg, Nylitz, Radke, and Coor for the Raiders. Bus with the ball for Nina. Cuts to her left. Pass back out. Pass back over to Klee Smith. Klee Smith, three bomb on the way. That's going to be a little short off the front iron. Pulled down by Radke. Radke with the big board. Up ahead. Pass to Coor. Coor goes around the defender. Bounce off the back iron. No good. That's pulled down by Klee Smith. Rapids getting back on defense in a hurry as they want to try to prevent her from getting another opportunity. They poke the ball away. Nylitz comes away with it. Ball passed up to Coor. Coor with it. Back to Nylitz. Nine to go. 38-32. Nina lead. Nylitz passed across the way to Coor. Goes between the feet and out of bounds. There's another turnover for the Red Raiders as Nina takes over here with 9:04 left to go in this very exciting season opening game between the two teams. Very entertaining. Coor applying just a little bit of defense there as she gets screened off the ball. Rapids trying to stem a little bit of the offensive tide here. Klee Smith gets a very, very friendly roll. And we've got a timeout coming our way for Nina, I believe. And it's a full one, so we'll take one with them. Seth, we'll be back here in a moment. You're on 105.5 WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
.45 left to go in regulation. And it's partner barn burner here between the Red Raiders of Wisconsin Rapids and the Rockets of Nina. We got a 40-32 ball game, and it was just a point just a moment ago as Nina was gone on a little bit of a run as Rapids trying to stem that tide. Nina already with 9 fouls, so Rapids going to be shooting 2 with the next foul. So Radke brings the ball up the court. And it's knocked out of her hands. So Rapids keeps possession. 8.5 to go in this season opening game between the teams. Trying to keep an eye on that foul situation. One of the Rockets really in a lot of trouble with them 4, but Rapids is several 3. As Nylitz passes the ball off the mark. That is picked up by Baltus. Baltus cuts through, kicks back out to Buss. Buss, three bomb on the way. Long, off the side iron, pulled down by Radke. Radke's got to be having at least 10 rebounds so far on the night. That's something I keep up on during the course of the game. That's just a lot to do is to talk and try to keep up stats, but there's a foul by Ellie Buss. And that is her third for the Rockets. And it's going to be free throws the rest of the way for Wisconsin Rapids as Nylitz goes to the line. Nylitz had 4 points in that first half. Nothing so far in the second as she bends the knee. Shot is up, and it rims out. So she's got another opportunity here in a moment. As I said, Rapids double bonus the rest of the night with Nina really racking up the fouls. Not the night that I'm sure they'd really like to have. Yeah, the Fox Valley schools, they like to play physical. I always like a good physical basketball game. And count that second one, nothing but net, as it's a 40-33 ball game. Nina with 8:15 to go in regulation. Klee Smith quickly on the backside, and she gets another basket. She's got 17 in the second half to go along with her 9 in the first, so she's having a very good opening night. As Rapids comes up, and there's a little bit of an elbow delivered to the jawline of Nylitz. That's going to be Ava Krieger, her third by my count. And there's two again for an opportunity for Nylitz. So Rapids, you can make a bunch of these free throws. You can crawl back into this game if you keep playing a very, very tough defense. And that's a start as she gets the first of this two-shot foul. 8:01 to go, 42-34. If Rapids can't stem the tide, then we might have a little bit of trouble here coming back. But either way, she hits both of them. It's a 42-35 ball game. 8 minutes to go. Nina advantages. Ellie Boss takes the ball up the court, comes back through the paint, stops, kicks it back out. Klee Smith firing a three from the left wing. Fire and count it. She's got 20 in the second half, folks. She's really going off. She's doing a great job for the Rockets, keeping them just out of the reach of Rapids. Nylitz gets the ball up to Holberg, back over to Haddow, back to Nylitz. Nylitz gets it off through the lane and bounce off the backboard and the rim and pulled down by the Rockets. That is Gentile getting down the court, back on over to Krieger. Krieger sends over to Buss on the near side. That's long. Rebound to Radke. Pulled down by Haddow. Haddow with it. Dumps back down low to Radke, and you can count it. 11 in the second half, so by my estimation, Radke's working a double-double tonight. And there's a pull-up jumper brought up by Krieger, and that's no good. Little wrestling match going for it. And no foul. They're saying last touched by, well, there is a foul call, but it's called on Nina. So Rapids goes back to the line. Let's see who goes to the line for the Red Raiders. That's Haddow. She doesn't have a point yet in the night, but she's got two free throws coming, so she can break into that scoring column. Bend of the knees, backspin on the ball, short off the front iron. So not the results she wanted on that one, but I'm sure she'll readjust here. 6:59 to go, 45-37. Nina lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Very close, hard-fought ball game. Second shot up, off the front iron again. Just going to have to adjust there, make it a little bit stronger next time. And we're back at it as Nina comes up with the ball. Buss on the near side. Pass right over to Schultz. Back to Buss. Cut through the lane. Underarm spin there. Bouncing through. You can count it for the Rockets. That's Buss's first points in the second half. She's got 9 now by my count as the ball's knocked out of bounds by the Rockets. Just about 6.5 to go. 47-37. Ball game. Inbounds pass. Haddow back on over to Holberg, who had the ball tipped off by Klee Smith, bounces off of Holberg's fingers, and it's Nina Ball. Turnovers, that'll be one thing I'm pretty sure Coach Mitch Wolding for Wisconsin Rapids could be saying, hey, gotta be better with holding the ball. Not just one game. A lot of season to clean that up as Buss takes the ball up. Pass on over to Gentile. Gentile kicks it back out to Klee Smith. Back over to Ebell. Ebell, top of the key. She kicks back out to Buss. Buss thought about a shot. She's working back in. Pop back three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Pulled down by Ebell. Ebell throws it up. Pulled down by the Red Raiders as Holberg comes up with it. Pass up to Nylitz. Nylitz stops, pops. Long three on the way. And it's good! You can count that, and we've got a 47-40 ball game. As we got a quick whistle here, as we're going to have substitutions, I believe. I didn't see any timeouts called, as there's horns and all this other. Oh, net was kind of messed up there, so they're fixing that per regulations. As out goes Nylitz and Haddow. As we got, or excuse me, that was Linsmeyer that went out. As we got 6 minutes to go, 47-40, Nina lead. Clay Smith crosses the timeline. One big shot hit by one team, and another big shot to follow for an answer. Pass back over to Buss on the left side. Buss working to her right. 5:40 to go. Buss takes through the lane. Runner, no good. Pulled down by Radke. Radke moving the ball up the court quickly. Rapids moving up through the lane. Missed their opportunity. Bounces off the bottom of the rim. Pulled down by the Rockets. 5.5 to go. 47-40. Nina lead. Nina already 10 fouls, over 10 fouls in the second half, with Rapids just sitting at 6. As there's a turnover by the Rockets. Radke comes up mid-court, stops in the lane, stops spin, turned. No good off the side of the basket, and that's pulled down by the Rockets. And Nina's taking a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
A little hit me with your best shot. Hopefully I can do that to a great big old buck on opening morning here coming up on Saturday. All the hunters, be safe out there. As always, want to hear the stories of your success, not stories of bad things happening. So good luck to everybody on behalf of myself and my family, to everybody out there, as we got a good ball game here tonight. 5 minutes left to go between Nina and Wisconsin Rapids. 47-40 ball game. And Nina with an opportunity. Ebell goes up in the land of the Giants, in the words of Mr. Andy Paul. No good. Pulled down by Holberg. Rapids back on the attack. 4:45 to go. Nylitz with the ball just upside, up top of the key. Stops, picks up her dribble. Kick back out to Cora on the right side. Ball batted around. Last touch by Rapids, and that was Nylitz as Nina regains possession of the ball. As we get a little substitution, Izzy Malloy comes back in. 4 fouls for the young lady. Not exactly where she wants to be. She's sat most of this fourth quarter, but the second half. She sits with 3 points on the night as Rapids really trying to get back in here. 7 points to go with 4.5 to go. And I'll tell you what, I mean, basketball, that's nothing here in short time as Clay Smith passed across the way to Buss. Those two are going to be the ones that really kind of take possession of the ball here as they've been pretty good through the free throw line, and there's another good shot there by Buss. She gets her second basket of the second half. Rapids down 49-40. Nylitz with it as she puts shot up. It's a foul, and that foul is going to be on Buss. That's going to be her fourth. Keep an eye on that because that's not exactly someone that the Rockets want to have sitting on the bench in a close contested game. Nylitz, however, she's going to the line for two. As she bends the knee, shot up, count it. And we've got a 49-41 ball game. Yeah, and this Rapids team, they return everybody except for 2 players from last year. Jazz Redcloud, she averaged 7.4 a game, and Emma Schillinger, 4.1. So, I mean, that hurts with Rapids missing that. Is the second free throw no good. Rebound by Rapids, and there's going to be a call to travel once Holberg has it. And I'm not sure she got hit on that play, but I'll give the officiating crew the benefit of the doubt there. Again, they're closer than I am. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I mean it. They're closer to the action. They can tell a little better than I can up atop these bleachers here at Lincoln High School. We get the inbounds there with Clee Smith on the right side. Goes to her right, kick back out to Buss. Three bomb on the way. That bounces high off the glass, and no one has the ball yet. It's loose, and it's Nyitz with it. She goes up, and it's swatted out of the way. Big swat there by Gentile, as that looked like in the honor of Kembe Mutombo. The no. There's no finger wags. That'd be a technical. But it was a heck of a swat there, and that means Rapids, they get the ball right underneath the basket. Now let's look for somewhere to go with it. She skip pass out to Radke, count about the free throw line. Radke up the left side, off the glass, count it. Another two for Radke. We've got a 49-43 Nina ball game with 3.5 to go, so Rapids going to have to start pressuring a little bit more. Still plenty of time. I mean, 6 points. What's that in basketball? That's two possessions. Think about it. As Buss goes to her left, starts committing to the paint, pulls back, just trying to eat up a little bit of clock. Clee Smith has a ball just about right at the top of the wheel. Backs up. Radke applying a little bit of pressure. Cross dribble. Back out. Clee Smith outside to Gentile and back over to Clee Smith. Just trying to eat up clock here. Force Rapids to foul. And that's what Radke does to stop the clock. And that moves them a little closer to a bonus situation. That's Radke's second foul, team seventh in the second half. As out goes Malloy, and in comes Krieger for the Rockets. So it's going to be a 1-1 for Nina. But before we do that, we're going to take a timeout, Wisconsin Rapids. And it's a foul. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To go in regulation here in this season opening game between Nina Rockets and Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. And we've got a 1-1 on the way for Rowan Clee Smith as first one hits the front of the rim and bounces over. So she's got another point on the night. 50-43 ball game, 2:55 to go, as I said. Nina lead, and that second one bounces around a bit and it falls through. So she makes both of them. 51-43 ball game. Under 3 minutes to go. Rapids needs something to go their way here. And a little bit of a hurry as they are in the double bonus the rest of the way. And there is a foul. And that's a start as Ava Krieger gets her fourth foul of the evening. And that's fifth foul. Thought it was just their fourth. And that sends Krieger out as she ends her night. No points, so that's not like really hurts Nina, but she's a leader out there, so it may in fact hurt them. Free throw attempt by Nyletz. Bend of the knee. Shot is up. Short. Bounce off the front of the rim as she gets another opportunity at it to cut it back to a 7-point ball game. Dribble, bounce, bend of the knee. You can count it. As that's another point for Nyletz. 51-44, 2.75 to go as the inbound pass is good. And a little bit of trapping going on there for the Raiders as the ball gets down the court and Buss with it. 2.5 to go as Buss moves to her left, kicks out to Clay Schmidt. They're still in Rapids. You got to follow us. We're not going to. The ball's bounced off the feet of Radke. Radke picks it up. She's going up the right side. She off the glass. No good. Pulled down by Buss. That's one I know she would like to have back. That's just a. Wasn't able to get it high enough on the backboard as it kind of was wedged between the backboard and the rim. Bounced down right into the hands of the Rockets. Nina with the ball. Clee Schmidt with it. 2:10 to go. 51-44 ball game. Nina with the lead. Nina going to the right. That's Clee Schmidt. Back over to, I believe that was Gentile. Gentile, she gets it down low. That's a missed opportunity by Malloy. Rebound, Sydney Hallberg. Hallberg with it. And there's a whistle and a turnover on Hallberg of a carry. So there's a turnover for Rapids. Just sometimes can't get out of their own way here a little bit in this opening night. There's turnovers like double dribble, like just a errant pass, a carry, things like that. As Rockets inbound, 1:46 to go. Clee Schmidt with the ball, guarded by Kerr. Pass across the way to Buss. Rapids going to have to foul. Buss with it, no foul yet. Buss kicks it back out. Nina with it, just going to have to see who wants to foul. Nylitz has four, so she doesn't want to do that yet. Bounce pass over the way. That was Gentile. Gentile over back to Buss. Buss with the ball. Cutting through the lane. No one's there. 1:20 to go, and you can count it. And that could be about all she wrote, as it's a 53-44 ball game. 1:10 to go. Core with it up the court on the right side. Goes low, and she's fouled. That's going to be a foul on Buss. That's going to be her fifth. And that's all she wrote for the young lady there. She follows out with 13 by my count. As that's the end of the night for Ellie Buss. Again, 13 points. And to the line goes. And we're going to actually have a timeout here. Need a timeout, full timeout. We'll take one, too. Be back in a moment here, Seth, on 105.5 WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Back here. 1:06 left to go in regulation. Lexi Kaur at the line, shooting two. First one's short off the front of the basket as she gets one more opportunity at it. Again, 53-44 ball game. Nina lead. The second one up. And it's good. So she gets one. And it's a 53-45 Nina lead. With one to go. Nina bringing the ball up the front court. Clee Schmidt with it. Rapids going to have to foul him. Don't really matter who fouls at this point, because they got to stop that clock if they want to have an opportunity. As Clee Schmidt running around. Coach Wolding shouting out orders as Clee Schmidt with it. Nylitz doesn't want to foul, but she has to, and she's the one that does it. And that is her fourth foul. I believe that is her fourth. I don't think it was her fifth. I didn't see her pick up that other one. But we will see here in a moment. Yes. Yep, that is her fourth, and that is Clee Schmidt going to the line again for two with 45.6 seconds to go in this season opening game between the Rockets and the Raiders. Free throw on the way, you can count it. As we will be totaling everything up here in just a little bit. The conclusion of this game, 50. 54 to 45. Second one is up and bounced around and throw. It extends to a 10-point lead for the Rockets. 45 seconds to go. Rapids kind of going through, not the motions, but just trying to get a little bit closer. Nothing to hang your heads about. Big three bomb on the way by Nylitz. A little long off the back iron. Pulled down by the Rockets. Pulled down by, I believe that was Carly Baltus. Baltus with it. And she passed back out to Kleesmit. Under 10, there are 30 seconds to go. 10-point ball game. 21 seconds to go. The Rapids trying to draw a foul, or Nina trying to draw a foul. Hasberg commits that foul, and that will be sending Kleesmit to the line for two more free throw attempts. Again, want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, all our sponsors for these games. Remember, if it wasn't not for you guys, we can't bring you these games. So if you're interested in getting in on some of these advertisements for sponsoring, give our office a call, talk to Pam. That free throw was no good. 10 seconds to go. Core, three bomb, thought about a three bomb. Stops, picks up her dribble, kicks back out to Nylitz. Nylitz down low to Haddow. 3 seconds to go. Haddow back to Nylitz. Three bomb on the way for Nylitz. And there's your horn, and that's your ball game, where Nina comes away with a 55 to 45 victory. So we're going to step out here for a couple moments as I try to do some math, which sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I can bring you these final totals here just in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Well, the season's underway, and the rush to the rush is underway as well, but only one winner can happen in each game, and unfortunately for Wisconsin Rapids, it is not them, as they were handed a 55-45 opening night loss by the Nina Rockets. It was a very well-played ball game where we actually had just a 23-18 lead for the Rockets at halftime. That was due in part by just a slow start by the Raiders, whether it was just missed shots, turnovers, you name it, a little bit stronger play at the boards than Rapids, maybe, I would say, for Nina as well, creating extra opportunities. At the end of the day, that was all she wrote for the Red Raiders. On the night, Nina, led by Rowan Kleesmit. Man, what a night. 33 points for the young lady from the Red Rockets. Man, that's a heck of an effort for the start of the season. So can't really say anything bad about that. But who would say anything bad about these high school kids working hard as it is anyways? That is led up by Ellie Boss with 13. Then after that, it kind of tails off. Those two really had things going. Is Ray Schultz, 2 points. Izzy Malloy, 3. Celia Gentile, 2. And Alyssa Ebel with 2 as well. For the game, 10 of, I believe that was 11, 10 of 11 from the line. Or, I mean, excuse me, 10 of 13 from the line for the Rockets. That was a really big factor as well. But because they made most of those shots, and they didn't have overly too many opportunities at the line, because Rapids, they did not, I mean, they went into the double bonus in the first half real late, but they just allowed them to the single bonus in the second half. So Rapids really did a good job defensively staying off the foul area of that scoreboard, as things really went well in that second half. which just unfortunately didn't go their way the rest of the game as they came away with that 55-45 defeat. Wisconsin Rapids, whew, they had a nice night turned in too as Kristen Radke, I believe, she pulled down a double-double on the night. I don't keep the rebound stats. I'm going to have to talk to Coach on that officially. Boy, did she have a heck of a night. I had her leading team with 16 points at 4 in the first half, 8 in the second, or 12 in the second, excuse me. There's my math skills. I haven't added again. And she was followed up by Gabby Nylitz as she finished the night with 12. Then Sydney Holberg, full 7. Lexi Kaur, 5, and Rachel Linsmeyer with 2, and Riley Hasberg with 2. Twenty free throw opportunities in that second half for Rapids. And 11 of those were connected, so they finished the game. 30, about, that's not exactly the night they want. 17 of 30, you make a couple more of those, and you make it a little bit closer game. I mean, you make them all, you win the game, but, you know, you can't go that far. You're not going to make them all the first night. It's very tough to make them all in a game all season, but that's just the way she goes sometimes. As we, well, as I said, this was the season opening game for both teams. Looking ahead, this was the only game we're bringing you this week, as there's a few other games going on. I know tonight Nakusa was playing down at Tri-County. Have not been able to find any results from that. That should have been a pretty good ball game. No other, as I said, games coming up this week brought by myself or Randy Paul. On Thursday, we're going to be bringing on the broadcast from Wausau, where the Assumption Royals taking on that big rival up, Newman Catholic Cardinals. That's going to be brought to you by Chad Holmes, so he's going to be bringing the action for everybody who wants to listen to that on Thursday. And the next week, Friday and Saturday, hoping to bring you a few of the Cranberry Classic games. I will have to talk to Seth about that, about what his schedule is and what I'll be around for and what I can do, and with, the, of course, being deer season. But we'll hope to bring you the action. And then, of course, keep listening to WRI for the deer lead up to deer hunting. I'll be able to join Seth the next few nights. Haven't been able to this week as girlfriend's, I'm not going to say suffered a birthday, but she had a birthday last night. And then, of course, the game tonight prevented me from being there. But I hope to finish out the week before I hit the woods on Saturday morning and hope to bring home that 30-point buck. So I'm sure that's another song we'll hear a few times over the next few days before season. So with that, I want to thank everybody for joining tonight. I want to thank all of our sponsors who make these games possible. I want to thank Mr. Seth Habiger back at the studio. Awesome job as always. Made it through our technical difficulties, but hey, wouldn't be the start of the season if there wasn't any. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody, sponsor Seth, all our listeners, and hey, again, good luck to all our hunters. Be safe out there, have fun, make memories, and leave a couple of the bigger ones out there for me, would you? I'd really appreciate it. Again, my name's Mike Comer. Thanks for joining me tonight. And keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.